I'm Jaron Cohen with the Daily News Podcast for October 29th, 2025. Two Democratic Party leaders in Kentucky are putting pressure on Congress to extend health insurance tax credits ahead of open enrollment that begins on Saturday. Lisa Autry has more.
Kentuckians who buy coverage on the individual market will face 37% higher premiums starting in January, according to estimates from the State Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Governor Andy Beshear is pressing Congress to extend the ACA tax credits, a central issue to the current government shutdown.
This is not a political issue, and the American people should not be used as a negotiating tool.
Democratic U.S. Representative Morgan McGarvey of Louisville says half of those who get insurance through the state marketplace are self-employed or small business owners, and some 100,000 Kentuckians are at risk of becoming uninsured without an extension of the tax credits by the end of the year. Democrats are reluctant to support a stopgap funding bill that would reopen the government if it doesn't include an extension. Republicans are refusing to negotiate an extension until a clean funding bill is passed. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
A $50 million donation is going to UK Healthcare's Children's Hospital. The University of Kentucky states that it's one of the largest gifts in its history. Officials at UK announced the gift yesterday. It's being donated by Tom Gilzano, a philanthropist from New York and owner of the human resource company Paychex. Children's Hospital Physician in Chief Scotty Day said in a video announcement that the money will be used to improve the Children's Hospital and to grow its network across the state.
We're often thought of as a hospital located in Lexington, but we're more than a hospital. We're a health system that takes care of children, not just from Central Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, even parts of West Virginia and Tennessee.
Kentucky Children's Hospital and its affiliate network will also be renamed in honor of Gilzano. Lexington's mayor, council members, parks and recreation staff, and neighborhood families cut a ribbon Tuesday to formally open a new playground at Masterson Hills Park. The finished playground sections include slides, swings, and numerous other features that feature spinning, climbing, and balancing. Mayor Linda Gorton said the playground has been designated as a national demonstration site by PlayCorps for meeting best practices in youth fitness.
There is signage at the park for visitors to submit feedback. The data collected will be used by researchers to improve play equipment and provide continuing education. This is the first playground in Lexington to be featured in this nationwide program.
The playground is in two separate sections of the park, separated by recommended ages for the play pieces. Lexington Parks and Recreation staff engaged with the Neighborhood Association and residents to get feedback on what types of features and designs they would like to see at the playground. Masterson Hills Park Playground is one of a number of playgrounds all over town that have been upgraded or built in recent years. Others include Cardinal Run North, Duncan, Elizabeth Street, Gainesway, Gardenside, Liberty, and Mary Todd. Lexington Parks and Rec is a financial supporter of WEKU. More than two dozen Democratic leaders are suing the Trump administration over plans to suspend food assistance benefits as the federal government shutdown continues. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear joined the lawsuit, saying in a release that the president should be focused on fighting hunger, not, quote, causing it. Food banks are already bracing for impact, expecting high demand when people stock up as food stamps run out. This is Donna Grayson, the president of Lending a Helping Hand Ministry Food Pantry in northeastern Kentucky.
God always provides. And I'm not saying I don't worry or I don't, you know, have that little thing in the back of my mind, is, you know, oh, what if we run out of food? You know, because I still do. But like I said, God always comes through.
The Trump administration says that funding has run dry and blames Senate Democrats for not ending the shutdown. Officials say funding will be suspended starting November 1st. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.